מסכת שומרי, פרק חמישי, הלכה ג'. שעה שומה שנפלה למאה.
Here we have a case where it was bottle, when it's shot shumah, it fell into mea of kumi.
V'tachanan, now you ground it, v'tichatu, and now it became wet. So it's settled.
The shame should be that the Akulink Akhatashuma, what's the difference?
They were prorated. So now that they were Pachata, obviously the Truma was also Pachata, and you have the same proportion. So there's no problem. Umuta. So Akhumash Nafala Pachot Mimea, on the other hand, if it fell into less than 100, you now grind it, and it was very high quality chitin, so instead of settling in, you added bulk by grinding it. Right? So then, the same show to your achumi, kacho to your achuma. We have to assume the proportions are the same. And it would be awesome. The im yadua, shechitim shachulin yachot mishal truma. But if you know that the chitim of the chulin were higher quality than the chitim of truma, and therefore were more likely to have expanded as you ground them, so then it's mutter. Now notice that we don't say that in the other way around, that it would be usher if you knew that it was the chitim of truma were yasser, to say that now that we ground it, it turns out that it's, that we don't say. Mm-hmm. No, we don't say. For some reason we'll see anymore, why not? Let's say that initially there's less than 100 to 1, and now more chulin falls in and makes it 100 to 1. If this happens accidentally, it's mutter. But in Meizid, if it's done on purpose, since Ein Mevatlin is Tzulu Chatzila, you're not allowed to go out of your way to make something mutter by being Mevatlin. The Rabbanan said that it was usher because you were over on the Tzulu Chatzila. That's the Gemara. Below Tzulu Chatzila, Shepachata HaChumah, Ela Afilu Pachata V'Chulim, V'Chumah V'Ina, Tzulchim Imatir. Going back on the ratio over here, it says in the same way that the truma was the chulin was pachata, so too was the truma pachata, and therefore it remains in the same proportion as mutter. But how about if you know that isn't true? Maybe the tchina was better when it comes to the chulin. So in other words, we now know that what happened is that the truma is what it was, and the chulin now, when Adam is pachata, it would still be okay. It still says tochein umatir. You can still be tocheinet, and it's not considered to be batalus or katsila. You can now go ahead and be mamayat the truma also. The reason for this is the following. The part that is inedible of the truma, we're calling it tinofet, which we mean the things like the chaff and so on, which whatever got stuck in there, the fibery element. Those elements do not become added to the truma to aser the chulin. You see? So they're not really truma. So therefore, it doesn't matter to us if the truma now was higher quality and there was more of the truma, because the point is that the elements that end up being fibrous and so on, and that make it expand, they don't answer anyway. In terms of the chulin, they are mitzaref. The tinofet of the chulin are mitzaref, but the chulin lahalos at that truma. That's why we say if you had a thicker grain when it comes to the chulin, and now it's expanded, there, even though the part that has expanded may be inedible fiber, but nonetheless, that works to be mamayit the amount of truma. We call that chulin. But we don't call it the iser of truma. That's why in the ratio we didn't make this distinction between which the quality of grain doesn't matter to us. And in the safe, we do make the distinction because we're adding on to the chulin, which is heser. Rabidi had even a better question. He said, if that's the case, the tinofet shel truma ma'al v'tzarif v'machulim ma'al is a truma. Why can't we add the non-edible portions of the truma itself, maybe, to the part of the chulin to help to be mevatel, the edible part of the truma, because now we should view the tinochet as more chulin. So now we should add it to the 100 times more and use the truma to be mevatel itself, so to speak. Maybe we can even do that.
We have to grind in this case.
Well, the grinding is megala to us. What happened?
Okay,
well,
since you know
this
part of the truma is
If you know, so then this would be the grinding process. You know, the gilui, this was the relative proportion.
Before grinding,
I'd
say, well, we know part of the truma is
sad. Maybe. But Rav Huna, he'll pay Yisur Mistafim Le'etem. We know that Rav Huna said that when it comes to another Yisur, let's say you have something that is osur, right? Now you have some nevela, let's say, that was cooked with something that's kosher. So the din is that it's osur the no same time, right? But the part of the isur, let's say we have oral or something, or the kumpot, so the part of the isur that don't get come, let's say like the shells, can be added to the shishim to be mevato the isur. Because the shells are inedible, you know, assuming we're talking about that kind of thing, like a coconut shell or something, right? So that being an inedible would be mavako, the edible. So if that's the case, that Shlita Yisra Mishtar Tlaeter, that would tell me that Tinofik of Truma indeed would be Mishtar from Achulim Mahalas of Sakruma. We would be allowed to take the inedible portions of the Truma itself and add it to the Chulim to be mavako the Truma. Rakuna Amar, Kilpei Yisur Ma'alim et ha'eter. That if you have Kilpei Yisur, we said, and the Sparkin, Sa'atruma Shalaplala Me'ah, In Atmosei Zunin Tinofet Shabbat, if you have a Sa'a of Truma and it falls into 100, so then you don't take out from the Chulin the tinofet of the chulin, and say that there would therefore not be 100 times chulin more. That's obvious, he's saying, that any type of solet also can be added to the mevatel and be mevatel of the chulin. But pachot me'ah?
After the chulin,
mevatel the truma. If it fell, the truma fell into pachot me'ah? You can take out, atamati zinum the tinofet, meaning of the truma part, in order to have the mea kinegda. So there atamotzi, you do take out the zonin that you know the chaba, meaning out of the truma. The same, lug yayin salul, shenafala mea lugin yayin akur, ein atamotzi shmarim shabot. So let's say you had a mixture of truma and chulin, in which you had wine that was falling into other wine. So you don't take out the shmarim from the chulin. Let's say the chulin wine was full of all types of garbage. I had a lot of shells, had a lot of leaves in it, I had a lot of shells of the grapes in it. That's fine. That counts towards the mavato, the wine that was clear and that fell in. So if there's 100 times, even including the leaves, it would be mavato. On the other hand, yayin akur of a truma, shenafala me'alav yayin salul, you could take out the shmarim from the truma wine, exclude that from the isser, because the shmarim never becomes yasser in truma. It's only the edible portion, the drink or the potable portion of the year that is included in the isser. Tani, the Brisa says, you can even be tochein b'tchilah, which if you know for a fact that the chitim of the chulin are indeed yafas, and that if you will grind them, you will end up with having more chulin than truma, proportionately, that's not included in saying only b'tchilah. In other words, when it says over here in the Mishnah, it's mutter, which implies only if it happened, it doesn't mean only if it happened. This relates to the question that you raised earlier. But rather, you can go ahead and do it even l'chatzila, because you're only being megala what's there already. My thinking, in the case where you're actually going to be adding stuff, then you're being mevatelis l'chatzila. But in doing the act of tchina, you're simply showing the relative proportion. ותני אפקילו בתחילו מתיר. Masnita de Rabbi Yossi. Now, this seems to be going according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds it can be Mabakim is from the Chatzila. Because Rabbi Yossi Omar, Af Mitkaven, Vilkot, Viale, Viapur Matai. Later on, we'll see, not in Trumas, but in Orla, that it says over there, if you have a mixture of Orla saplings, or Kloyakir saplings in other saplings, so you're not allowed to take over there anything, right? Even if you've got 200 to 1, which is the over there, it's a share of 200 to 1, here it's a share of 100 to 1, because of the Chumrah of the Yisra'ana by Arla and so on, so we made it 200 to 1, fine. But still, you can't be Mabato it, because they're actually growing, and anything that's Bukhub al-Kark is not going to become Bab. Nonetheless, if you went ahead and you were Malakit it, so now you have 200 to 1, you could eat it, but that's only going to happen by accident. Over there, Rav Yossi, and that's the mocha for our saying over here, Rav Yossi, you can be Mabatel Chapila. Rav Yossi says you can either be Mitkaven Vilkot, you can pick the fruit, mix the fruit together, and now you'll have 200 to 1. If you have 200 times more saplings of the Heter than of the Is. Miyala Bechud of Atar. Over Rabbi Zaira, it's not true. It's not true. This grinding is even according to those laws, you cannot be Mabatel Shokhapila. It's not going on according to the Yotze. She came Derech Kohanim. Leyot Tochanim. The Derech Bechlal is that wheat is meant to be Tachun. You can't say that that's called Mabatel Shokhapila. That's what it's all made for. So the Derech of Kohanim Leyot Tochanim Meduma Bebateyem. If you're going to give now the Kohen Meduma, which in the end is going to be Mabatel by the Kohen, so why can't you be Mabatel now? What is the purpose? You're going to say, well, right now, it's the wrong proportion, so I'll have to give it to the coin. I'll sell it to the coin for the price of truma. But the coin's going to take it, he's going to grind it, that's what it's for, and then it's going to become mutter? So I can't grind it and say it's mutter now? Let's just say that doesn't make sense. If I'm adding something, then that makes sense. But if it's meant to be ground, why would the Chachamim answer it? Therefore, it's not going only Ali, but the Rebbe Yossi. My nafik b'nei'en, if the truth is that according to Rechomim it's mutter also, what would be the difference then between Rav Yossi and Rechomim here? Well, the difference would be Kaloi HaKerem. If you have Kaloi HaKerem that got mixed up with payroll, and in such a case, some of the wheat is Kaloi HaKerem, some of the wheat is kosher. And now you have the same questions you have with the Truma. Can you grind it or not? That would be a nafkanina. Because Adai to Rav Yossi Tochedu Matir. In that case, according to Rav Yossi, it's okay to grind it because of Hatim and Shulchatzila. But according to Rabbanan, that's Rabbanan ain't okay to Matir, because the only reason that we were Matir was by Truma, for the simple reason that the Truma anyway is going to be given to the Kohen who's then going to go ahead and grind it. But Kalei HaKerem is going to be Yosef for everybody. So if you go ahead and grind it now, then you're causing it to become Mutter. And therefore, that would be considered even the other person you give it to would be Mavato Lissel Chafil. The Kohen is obviously not Mavato Lissel Chafil because he can eat the Truma, but he can't eat Kohen Akara. That's the difference between Rav Yossi Shita and Rabbanan in a case of grinding. And obviously, we're not asking what the general difference is. I mean, the general difference is tremendous. Whether you're allowed the Chafil to create a situation, which is not okay. Rabbi Abu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol Yisurim, Shiriba Aleihem Shogeg, Mutarim, Beizid Asurim. The general rule is that anything that you were, go ahead and you mark the other things in, if you went ahead and you did it, it will not be bottle, and we answered it. So we asked Sayyid Balo Matsi, he said, yeah, I understand. I need him to tell me that. I know also how to read our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Shogeg Mutar Beizid Asurim. Well, no, you see, Matnita Betruma. If I would have only seen our Mishnah, I would have said, yeah, sure, that's Daka by Truma, because Truma, the Truma Bizmanazah. But the Truma Bizmanazah is in Rabbanan. So over there, okay, I would say that if you did it, Bishogeg, it's Mutter. But maybe Midianite, even Bishogeg would be Asa, right? Asa name of Asa, he was Shardabon. Therefore, comes along now this Rav Yochanan to tell me, anything would be mutter b'shogeg, even if it's in the city of Raisa.
Or
right. Yeah. Rebacha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. It's the shame she mitzvah lomar al davar shehu na'aseh, kach mitzvah shelo lomar al davar she'enom na'aseh. The same way, the way the Babi put this, Kishem Shemitzvah Lomar Davar HaNishma, Kat Mitzvah Shelo Lomar Davar She'ino Nishma. I mean, if you're going to be, rebuking somebody, right? You're telling him how to act. The same way it's a mitzvah to tell somebody who's capable of listening, it's a mitzvah not to tell somebody who's not capable of listening, because that simply makes things worse. It doesn't make things better. So just included in the mitzvah of Tochach is the concern for how it will impact him, not just because you have to tell him something. And the Mela, it's a mitzvah shalolomah that Hashem has. Just as often to be machmir on something and say it's usher as it is to be machmir something that is usher. People think, well, I can always say it's usher. I mean, that's fine. No, that's not true. It's exactly as bad to say something mutter is usher as it is to say something usher is mutter. So, yeah, there's no excuse for going around and saying, well, since I don't know, so I guess it's usher. Yeah. If you have a problem over here by Truma, and you're not sure what the din is, whether it's Tame, and therefore you're supposed to be sorry for it, or whether it's Truma Tanuya, and you're not supposed to be sorry for it, it's better to be sorry for it, because you're going to become the Detakola because of your suffix. So there's always try to see the tzad that you should be sorry for it rather than to let it hang. Sheimet v'chaviv b'tora yotem miparim ha-nishrafim v'tirim ha-nishrafim v'im b'tefa. The only karbonas where the blood of the carbon is actually brought into the echo as opposed to simply thrown on the mizbeach for kus are those things which end up being burned. So you see that the fact that something is burned does not necessarily show it to be of lesser value. On the contrary, it's of greater value. So if you see, boy, what kind of comparison is that? The Purim on this Purim are meant to be burned. You're going to bring a riot to that from Truman. It's a good idea to burn it. If it turns out to be Truman, it's already happening. You're not allowed to burn it. So therefore, what makes you think that it would be a good idea to be Ratzach or Atreif? I don't understand the comparison at all. How do you know about the Atum? I believe that.
You said about the